Welcome to Muffed. The draft is in the books. Let's break down the class. This is the Saints 2026 draft recap. Muffed. Welcome back to Muffed Saints 2026 draft recap. Mickey Loomis walked out with 8 picks, a top 10 headliner, and a clear mission: get faster, get bigger at the catch point, rebuild the offense around the new quarterback. 4 of 8 selections went to pass catchers. Loomis said it himself, both free agents were on offense, and there was just more on offense as it turned out. This is a pass game reset, full stop. The 2025 Saints passing offense generated -50.46 expected points added with just 19 touchdowns and 49 sacks allowed in 17 games, a unit that needed a real number one. Enter Jordan Tyson at pick 8. The Arizona State receiver caught 61 balls for 711 yards and 8 scores in the Big 12. That touchdown total ranked 5th in the conference with a predicted points added of +0.54 per play and +52.67 on the season. Predicted points added is the college equivalent of NFL expected points added. Loomis said a top 10 pick better have the whole package and ran the traits: fast, twitchy, tough, stops well, and a lot of his catches are first downs and touchdowns. The injury history is the asterisk, but they went deep on the medical and stayed conviction at 8. Round 3, pick 73, Georgia tight end Oscar Delp, and the athletic profile pops, a 9.86 relative athletic score, top 2% of every tight end measured since 1986. The college line is modest at 20 catches for 261 yards, but his predicted points added per play was +0.54 inside the SEC, crazy efficient on limited volume. Loomis was direct: we were surprised that he was available to us when we took him, and called Delp a willing, able blocker on top of it. Round 4, pick 136, they doubled up with North Dakota State's Bryce Lance, and Lance is the athletic outlier of the class, a 9.95 relative athletic score at receiver, top half of 1% ever tested. The production was monster: 51 catches, 1,079 yards, 8 touchdowns, second in his conference, 20th nationally, at +0.85 predicted points added per play. Loomis tempered it honestly, calling Lance a developmental 6'3", 200-pound player who didn't play Power 4 football. The raw materials are absurd. They closed the receiver room in round 6 at pick 190 with LSU's Berrion Brown, 53 catches for 532 yards plus return ability, and Loomis explicitly tied the pick to replacing the speed and return element Rashid gave them last year. That 2025 line gave up 49 sacks and 82 quarterback hits, almost 5 a game. So in round 4 at pick 132, they took Auburn guard Jeremiah Wright, a big people mover Loomis said is going to immediately add size and power. Developmental, yes, but mass up front isn't decorative here. It's necessary. The 2025 run defense surrendered 2,076 yards and 12 rushing touchdowns. So the front needed bodies. The investment came at pick 42, Georgia defensive tackle Kristen Miller. The line, 23 tackles, 4 for loss, 1.5 sacks, isn't gaudy, but Loomis tipped his hand. More than anything, Brandon has a vision for him fitting into our defense. That's the defensive coordinator dictating the pick, not the box score. Scheme fit only works if you trust the projection. In the secondary, 2 adds. Round 5, pick 172, Ohio State safety Lorenzo Styles Jr., 30 tackles, 2 pass breakups, and a 9.76 relative athletic score, top 3% of safeties ever measured. A developmental traits bet. Round 7, pick 219, Iowa corner TJ Hall, and the production is real. 10 pass deflections led his conference and ranked 20th nationally. Loomis said Hall came back to them after the Tyrann Mathieu trade down and was kind of like a no-brainer pick. Versatile athlete, but they'll start him at one spot so they don't do him a disservice. Pick of the draft, you can argue Tyson at 8, top 10 receivers move franchises. You can argue Miller in round 2 on the Brandon Seso scheme fit. The pick is Oscar Delp. Here's why. Tight end was thin in this class. Loomis specifically said the strength of this draft wasn't the position, which is why tight end started flying off the board in round 4. The Saints landed a top 2% athlete at a premium scarce position in round 3, and the room around him is the same room they spent 3 other picks rebuilding. Tyson is the engine. Delp is the multiplier, the piece that makes the whole offense run together at a position where the league couldn't restock itself. The 2026 question is simple. Can a passing offense that posted -50.46 expected points added in 2025 climb to league average with Tyson, Lance, Delp, and Brown around the new quarterback? Loomis essentially said yes. Speed, size at the catch point, 2 offensive free agents on top. The stress test is the offensive line. One mid-round addition and right has to keep the quarterback upright long enough for all that speed to matter. Get it right, this class flips the roster. Get it wrong, and the fastest relay team in the NFC South runs nowhere. That's Muffed for the Saints 2026 draft. See you next time.
Muffed! That's the Saints 2026 draft class. Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Saints when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Saints feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.